Hello, and welcome back to Wandering Thoughts. If you are not familiar, Wandering Thoughts is the solo version of Call Me Limbo, where it's just me kind of talking about whatever is on my mind and whatever I'm thinking about. We have a few extra minutes in our streaming service platform this month that we pay for. So I just wanted to get on and do one of these since I haven't done it in a while. And what I wanted to share today is actually the application letter that I wrote and submitted to be on the board for my registered neighborhood organization. I live in the neighborhood called Central Park in Denver, Colorado. And we have, throughout the city and county of Denver, we have dozens of registered neighborhood organizations where volunteers and neighbors come together to advocate for our communities to the cities. The organizations put on events for the neighbors and the neighborhood, and they also do some public policy advocacy as well. So I decided to apply. I was asked to put together a brief, which the word brief and me don't always go together. But I kept it to one page. I was supposed to keep it to around approximately. So I leaned into the word approximately a little heavily. Approximately 200 words. I didn't do a word count, but I'm sure that mine is probably longer. But I kept it to one page, and I wanted to share the application that I wrote with all of you listening. So Day likes to talk about me pursuing David for Denver and running for office at some point. And I know that that's probably in my future at some point. I just don't necessarily know when exactly that will kick off. Maybe it's kicked off already, but I wanted to share what I submitted. So without further ado, I am going to remove some specific kind of like identifying information about my exact address. So I will let you know if anything in this application has been modified when I get to it. So here's what I wrote. April 5th, 2024. Attention. And then I listed the names of the people on the recruitment committee. To the Central Park United Neighbors CPUN Board Selection Committee. A story. 13 years ago, I was finishing up graduate school at the University of Denver, DU, when one of my colleagues asked me to dog and house sit for her. She lived in Central Park, then Stapleton. When I started the house sitting gig on, and I put in her intersection, I didn't know where the neighborhood was. And after I finished, I didn't want to return to the tech center where I lived at the time. I swore after that moment in 2011 that at some point in my adulthood, I would be able to live in Central Park. Fast forward to July 2019. I returned to Denver after living in Singapore, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta, where I've decided to establish permanent roots. Well, as permanent as anything really is. I was doing another dog and house sitting gig in October 2019, this time for my cousin, when I desperately needed to get out of her house. I decided to research open houses happening that same afternoon, found one in my price range, and headed down I-70 East to exit Central Park Boulevard, which hadn't crossed over the highway the last time I spent any significant time in the neighborhood. I pulled up to the address and walked in. Immediately, I knew that this was the home where I wanted to settle down. 4.5 years later, I live about 5 blocks from my former DU coworker, now in this other neighborhood, and I'm also proud to call Central Park my forever home. A bit about me. I lived in Denver from 2009 to 2013 before moving to Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Singapore. I returned to Denver in July 2019 and moved into my townhome in December 2019. I live in one of the income-restricted townhomes along this street and a couple blocks south of a specific location. I have recently become full-time self-employed running two businesses, a small business support services studio, human resources, bookkeeping, payroll, and some tax services, and an international comedy and politics podcast titled Call Me Limbo that I'm oddly proud of because it honors and heals my inner child. I've been interested in public service, government, and societal systems since I was a child because my identity as a gay man growing up in rural Western Nebraska was always political. When my family would visit Denver on vacation as a child, the anonymity of the city desperately called to me. Denver felt like a safe space for me to live and explore my truth, and I still feel that way about the city today. The desire for anonymity has waned as I actively seek to establish roots and community here in Central Park and the city and county of Denver. Even in this moment, I find myself showing up to provide mutual aid and advocate for systemic change wherever I can. Most recently, supporting our new immigrant arrivals coming from Central and South America, serving on my HOA board, engaging with my city councilors on budget and public policy ideas, attending community meetings, and participating on Mayor Johnston's Good Neighbor Agreement Committee. And, full disclosure, I aspire to become a paid public servant through elected office at some point in the future. And I believe that CPUN board service would give me more experience investing in and practice advocating for our community. Thank you for your consideration of my application. I'd love to serve alongside all of you on CPUN, and I look forward to meeting with the committee. Smiley face. Because I can't always be professional. I've got to put an emoji in there somewhere. But yeah, that was the application. I would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to reach out. I guess the next steps in this process are an interview. I'm not sure when that will be. I think probably next week or the week after. And then I should find out. But let me know what you thought of this letter. And let us know how you are also getting involved in your communities. I know that Day and I would both love to hear it. And I'm sure that Day and I will probably continue talking about my involvement in the community here. So yeah, that's all I wanted to share. Feel free to get in touch with us at Call Me Limbo Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Feel free to support the show financially if you're able by becoming a Patreon member, sending us a few dollars on Venmo, support the queer arts, support independent journalism, support creativity. We appreciate it. And remember to stay feral, stay fabulous, stay free.